This is St. Louis Public Radio. The local Fringe Festival of Performing Arts is drawing a New York actor and dancer home to St. Louis to direct a play about a stock car racer challenging traditional female stereotypes. Brandon Bieber graduated from St. Louis University High School in 2003. He got his start as a Muni kid before attending the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talked with Bieber about the Fringe play and his career. Bieber says his first time on Broadway came as a complete surprise.
I got cast in the tour of Mary Poppins, and 6 months into the tour, they had lost someone in the Broadway company. And so with very little notice, they were like, can you go to New York next week and make your Broadway debut? And you're going to be in the New York company from here on out. And I was gobsmacked. I was like, what? I was so happy to just be touring and just to be working. I didn't anticipate that it would be my Broadway debut as well.
So you've recently toured with the national production of Something Rotten, which is a musical farce about two brothers trying to make it in the era of Shakespeare.
Yes.
What was it like to come home and perform at the Fox, knowing that your family and your friends might be watching you?
Well, it's a funny story, actually. I was the dance captain and swing for the Something Rotten tour. So I wasn't on stage every night. And it was only our third city. So I hadn't gone on stage in any of the roles. And they let me know with very little notice that you would be that one of them was going to be my first time on. So I invited 30 people because I was like, I don't know if there's going to be another night that I'll be performing while I'm in St. Louis. Come see this show. But fair warning, it's my first time doing it. And it's, if you saw the show, it's the male character who has to play the queen. So it's a large getup, and I didn't warn anyone really what I would be doing. And my dad was like, oh, I haven't seen you in a dress before. I was like, well, there you go. It was super fun. It was really fun.
So you're coming home to direct Race Cars and Romance. For The Fringe, and that is a musical comedy about a woman in the predominantly male field of stock car racing.
Correct.
So what made you want to come back to St. Louis and do this work with The Fringe?
You know, one of the reasons, our writer is from Texas, from rural Texas, and sent me the script, and I have, you know, my two sisters went to Narex Hall. They are, you know, very forward-thinking women. My mother is as well, and I felt the need to do them proud. I think this progressive woman is a really wonderful character. The journey that she takes throughout, I find very special and very poignant in today's world.
Did you have any conversations with your sisters or your mother about how you might approach this project?
Yes. I'm like, well, here's this line, I'm like, I'm not sure. Does this work? Would you say this?
Can you tell me what that line was?
The character says, all I need is a man to hold me. And my mom was like, yeah. And my sister was like, no way. No. You need to, this woman would never say this. And our writer is so lovely and such a Southern gentleman. And, you know, he's like, I didn't intend it to come across. And I was like, of course. And he's written something, you know, even better. And it's going to be good. It's just great to be having those conversations in the world right now.